Well, it's the one for the money.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis, in the early years, 1950s up through 1957, continues. The pop era was not going away easily, however. Rock and roll was making an imprint, but there was still a division in the pop music field. And no better symbol of this division between the melody people and the heavy beat people, traditional pop versus rock and roll, was the battle between clean-cut, all-American boy Pat Boone, with his buckskin, white shoes, and the long-haired teen idol, Elvis Presley.
I think he's undoubtedly the finest voice out now, especially on slow songs. I'm not saying that to make me look good. I actually think that. I mean, I thought that, you know, Boone was recording before I was, and I bought his records even back then.
Surprisingly, though, this battle was not fought between these two. In fact, before Heartbreak Hotel, Elvis, a little-known fact for you, opened several shows for Pat Boone. The two became very good friends. Elvis had always liked traditional singers, Dean Martin. Remember when he first went to Sun Records, he recorded nothing but Dean Martin songs, to the chagrin of Sam Phillips. That was in the early 50s. Later, even after Elvis became a bigger draw than Pat Boone, Elvis still had only good things to say about his friend, Pat Boone. In the 50s, Pat Boone had a weekly TV show on ABC. Pat also made movies before Elvis replaced him as the matinee idol of sorts for the pop generation of the 50s. But Boone would stay on top, and he would fight back. He would still do the ballad, but he would add a little beat to it. Listen to this, Pat Boone singing with that little rock and roll beat behind him now. It became a big hit record, Moody River.
Moody River, more deadly than the vainest night. Moody River, your muddy water took my baby's life. Last Saturday evening came to the old oak tree. It stands beside the river where you were to meet me. On the ground your glove I found with a note addressed to me. It read, dear love, I've done you wrong, now I must set you free. No longer can I live with this hurt and this sin. I just couldn't tell you that guy was just a friend. Moody River, more deadly than the vainest night. Moody River, your muddy water took my baby's life. I looked into the muddy waters and what could I see? I saw a lonely, lonely face just looking back at me. Tears in his eyes and a prayer on his lips, and the glove of his lost love at his fingertips. Moody River, more deadly than the vainest knife. Moody River, your muddy water took my baby's.
That was Pat Boone. We're talking Elvis. Actually, Elvis is doing the talking. We're examining his life in the early 50s as told by himself and his music. One thing all of the music acts had in common in the late 50s was the awareness of how powerful individual disc jockeys were in shaping their careers. Once Elvis was asked about the power of the disc jockey and if the DJs had helped make him a star. Elvis was very candid.
Definitely, yes. I mean, if the disc jockeys didn't play it, the people couldn't hear it, so they wouldn't know what was happening.
Who were some of your favorite singers?
I contributed to a little bit of everything. I contributed to largely to the people that have accepted me, and then the disc jockeys and the good handling that I've had, the management and everything.
You're listening to comments recorded by Elvis back in 1957. And if you took a look at the charts of that year, the list of top pop music, and especially into the following year, 1958, not only was it evident that the DJs were powerful, but there was also something else going on, the power of the female record buyer. Taking a look at 1958 on the top 40 songs of the year on the Billboard charts, only one female voice seemed to be at the top, selling records in huge amounts. That was Connie Francis. Connie, however, owed her career to a disc jockey as well, American Bandstand host Dick Clark. She frequently appeared on his TV shows and also traveled in his rock and roll stage shows and his movies. Later, like Elvis and Pat Boone, she would do movies too. Here's Connie Francis singing the title song from one of her movies, Where the Boys Are. Presenting the history of Elvis Presley, the early years, as told in his own voice, and the music of the day. Elvis was soon to have a movie career that would stretch well into the 60s. However, in 1957, Elvis really was causing a lot of stir among deeply religious people. They looked upon him as being the king of sin, the leader of that evil rock and roll movement corrupting the youth of America and the world. The interesting thing about this was that Elvis had a love for gospel music and later would record several top-selling gospel albums.
I know practically every religious song that's ever been written.
Is that right?
Yes.
He said he did this because of his love for his mother. His mother loved gospel, spiritual, religious music very much. She was a very religious woman, according to all accounts. In 1957, Elvis was already planning to do some albums of gospel music. In fact, he was including gospel songs in his performances. And soon, Elvis would be recognized as a great singer of spiritual songs. Here's Elvis and one of the gospel favorites of all time, How Great Thou Art. Up next, we'll listen to Elvis Presley talk about his teddy bear collection and some other interesting trivia about Elvis and his early years. Elvis, in his own words and his music. Marvelous Marv Grand Canyon Tours offers you a unique look at one of the great wonders of the world, the Grand Canyon.
Been at the Grand Canyon area most of my life, so pretty much grew up in the area and know quite a few things that the common tourist doesn't know, and I need to avoid all the people and stuff and try to take them to secluded areas.
A day excursion, personally, conducted by Marvelous Marv.
Yeah, we started about 8 o'clock in the morning. We're done about 4:30. Absolutely. And I have a little photo CD disc for him with 1,000 of my favorite pictures and some video. And
no other tour offers so much, and no other personalized tour offers a better price.
No, I'm still the same, and I'm the most reasonable price tour of the Grand Canyon now. $85 a person. Yeah. Yeah.
Call 928-707-0291 or check him out at MarvelousMarv.com. And now back to Elvis, the early years, as told in his own words and music.
Baby, let me be loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck, lead me anywhere, oh.
let me be.
Oh, let me be.
Oh, I don't want to be a tiger. Tiger's played too rough. I don't want to be a lion. The lions ain't the kind you love enough.
Because I won't love
your table. Put a chain around my neck. Leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let me be.
Oh, let me be.
Oh, let me be.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. You can't come around. At least through the telephone.
Don't be cruel. Your heart is true.
Well, maybe if I made you mad, there's something that I might have said. Please just forget the past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel. Your heart is true. Oh, baby, just you and me, love. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true.
Yeah, I want no other love. Baby, just you and me, love.
Teddy Bear was one of Elvis's first.
Thank you.
In fact, there were several Elvis PR pictures made with the king holding a teddy bear. So the question of the day was for Elvis, is he really that fond of teddy bears? Everywhere Elvis went, some reporter would always ask about the teddy bear collection. And Elvis would patiently explain the teddy bear question over and over.
All that got started from a rumor. It was... an article came out that I collected stuffed animals, and I was swamped with them. Actually, I mean, naturally, I keep them because the people give them to me, but I never even thought of collecting stuffed animals in my life.
Do you appreciate them now that you have them, or
yeah.
You just save them?
I keep them. I have them on, all over the walls and in the chairs and everywhere else.
Actually, Elvis could always count on three questions. One, about his teddy bear collection. Always some question about his mother and dad. By all accounts, Elvis was close to his family. And then there was a third question we'll get to in a moment. But first of all, the question of his parents.
They're in Memphis. They're at home. I talked to them this afternoon.
Well, how do they feel about you being on the road all the time? I mean, doesn't it bother them, and they like to see their son once in a while, I imagine?
Well, it's my life, you know.
Yeah.
And, they don't say too much about it.
They accept it, otherwise.
Yeah.
Then, of course, the third question, it was always the question of marriage. Elvis, the most sought-after bachelor by millions of females here in the U.S. and around the world. Could it be that one of these females had caught Elvis's eye? Was marriage in the future?
Elvis, are there any plans in the immediate future for marriage?
No, sir. None whatsoever.
How are your mom and dad?
None that I know of.
Almost everyone said Elvis was not involved in any relationships. In fact, in this early comment by Elvis in 1957, he pretty well describes the situation between the king and his female fans. By all accounts, was like this early Elvis cut, a rare recording of Elvis and a honky-tonk piano.
If you want to be loved, baby, you will get the love for me, too. If you wanna be loved, baby, you got to love for me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one's not a love affair. If you wanna be kissed, well, you got to kiss me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be kissed, well, you got to kiss me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one's not a love affair. Well, a fair exchange of vows and no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all the problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you wanna be hugged, well, you will got to hug me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. if you know you can't take it, well, then, baby, why try to give it? If you know you can't take it, well, then, baby, why try to give it? Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, if there is taking, there's no robbery. And the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all the problems, baby. That's why I'm telling you. If you want to be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh, yeah. If you want to be hugged, baby, you got to hug me too. Oh, yeah. Oh, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Cause I ain't for a one-sided love affair. Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
The question of romance would later be used by Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis's manager, to develop Elvis into one of the better singers of the love ballad. This particular recording of an old love standard, Love Letters, shows how Elvis soon, in the 60s and early 70s, would be the master of the love song.
Love letters speak from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can hold all the love you need. Kiss the name that you sung.
Produced this show 31 years and one day after Elvis's passing in Memphis at his beloved Graceland, we hear all kinds of reports. UFOs over Elvis's tomb, reports of Elvis still in the mansion, the ghost of Elvis everywhere in Memphis. Some people even say they see him driving around. He did love cars.
I have too many. I mean, I just... Nobody drives them. They set up and they get stale. And well, I tell you what I did the other day. I had a German-made Messerschmitt, a little car.
Yeah.
And there's a guy there in town that has been wanting that Messerschmitt for the last year. And so he owns a clothing store, one of the top clothing stores in Memphis. So I went up there the other day and I told him, I said, "You've been wanting a car so bad. I said, I'll make a deal with you." He said, "Okay." And I said, "You let me pick out all the clothes in here that I want, you can have the car." So I was up there for about 2 hours and a half, and the store was a wreck when I left.
They say when you walk the streets of Memphis, especially around Graceland, you can still feel the spirit of Elvis.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane.
Remembering Elvis, 31 years later, after his untimely death.
W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me?
Don't forget that you can get the Elvis Presley story, a collector's item, simply by clicking on the banner here and ordering it, a 13-hour CD set.
Saw the ghost of Elvis. Union Avenue.
This has been our tribute to Elvis from 1957. His words and his music. This is Jerry Pippen. Good night.
Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. Got a prayer in Memphis. Now Gabriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see him. They asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang. Tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, man, I am tonight. Walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet on the field. Walking in Memphis. Do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet on the field. Do I really feel the way I feel? Put on my blue suede shoes.